This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's lock it up with Landry in the locker room.
You better lock it up.
Presented by Consolidated Communications.
Lock it up.
Fred, Landry, and Lopez are in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right. We're taking a trip inside the locker room. Landry says he's got meds and Pedialyte, so he is He's going to be all right. He's going to survive. He's going to be all right. He is going to be all right. You know, for a guy his age, 33 years old, you don't think he's got Munchausen syndrome, do you?
Oh, because he diagnosed
himself. He went to the doctor.
Let's go ahead and put his business
out 2 months ago. Right. I mean, he talked about it on the air, but
I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so let him rip me tomorrow for putting his business out on the air. But he diagnoses himself. I guess he goes to WebMD or something.
That's the problem.
But the other day, last week, he had that ear thing before he went to Las Vegas, right? So he had this ear issue, and I told him maybe because you're in the bathtub, put a little rubbing alcohol, 70% alcohol in there, and lean over, and it'll bring some of that water out every time you get in the bathtub. So he did that. Later in the day, I'm saying, so how are you feeling? He goes, I got Crohn's disease. Did he tell you that, Figgy?
Yeah, he told me that. He said, I think I got Crohn's disease.
Yeah, I'm not exaggerating. I mean, just matter of fact, I said, so how you doing? I got Crohn's disease. I said, no, what's going on?
Oh, really? Oh, well,
no,
okay.
What's going on here? I mean, this is the locker room, so it's fair.
This is his segment.
And I'm like, and he goes,
I got Crohn's disease.
I got all the symptoms, man.
So matter of fact.
And so, of course, he came back the next day, and it wasn't Crohn's disease. He had some ear infection thing. But is he that guy?
Man, listen, I'm not saying he is. Mm-hmm.
I think he was trying to Google what was going on during the show.
Yeah.
So that's why he was a little down afterward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
I got Crohn's disease.
Oh man, yeah. Only Landry. I got Crohn's disease, man. Yeah. Listen, and again, we're not trying to make light of anybody that actually does have Crohn's disease out there. Mm-hmm. I've never had it. I've heard not so swell things about it, but I mean,
when he left today, I might have heard him say, "Think I got Lou Gehrig's disease."
I mean, it was a very somber goodbye. Like maybe it was the last time we'd ever see
this
him. Type
it.
Goodbye.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest.
I could tell something was producer
on the face
of
Sports Radio 610. And.
Well, I could tell when we did our little pre-show, you know, get together, shooting the breeze, what have you, and he seemed a little. He said he was cold, wasn't feeling great, got a new cooling mattress, and so maybe that might have played a part in it. I mean, again, I don't want to say he's Munchausen syndrome guy, but listen, when you start self-diagnosing, that's troublesome. That's problem. It's problematic. By the way, in the spirit of that, all right. So
Lou Gehrig's disease.
not in the spirit of Lou Gehrig's disease. Not in the spirit of Lou Gehrig's disease. So we know Landry went to. I could have another theory on this. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think. So we know he went to Vegas this past weekend.
Right.
And we know he bet 10 grand damn near on the Texans. What we don't know is what the bet slip looked like because we never got a picture of it. Okay. So he said he would take a polygraph. All right. Because again, I just found it interesting that he, A, didn't take a picture of the bet slip with Mr. Social Media, likes to put himself out there, which I'm okay with. I'm not disparaging him.
Sure,
all right? I'm trying to step my IG game up at the Freddie D, at Lopez on Sports.
It's good to do.
At Landry Locker, at Jim and Juice Podcast. Mm-hmm. All right. And so we threw it out on Monday, and then he forgot to make your bet.
Yes.
Okay, in Vegas all weekend long.
Allegedly.
Forgot to make the bet. Forget two crucial things.
He watched college football in a sports book.
Yeah, but didn't make your bet.
With the Aggie game in the middle.
With you communicating with him all day.
With me texting him.
Yeah.
But he forgot to make my bet.
Got to make the bet. Okay. Okay. Forgot to make the bet. Didn't get a picture of the bet slips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So he said he would take a polygraph. So I reached out to my boy BK, owner of Prison Break Tattoos over there off Washington Street, where I've gotten all my mm-hmm. ink done here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a brand. He just got picked up to do a reality TV show.
Get out.
Dead serious.
About tattooing?
Well, he's the only first responder-owned tattoo shop in America. All right?
Somebody's got to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
My boy BK was the first one. Yeah. Okay. And they've been there for what, four or five years now, give mm-hmm. or take. So anyway, so he's got a brand new, he's going to be on A&E.
Wow.
All right. Right after the show's going to be on right out. I want to say it's going to be run out. Live PD. Y'all familiar with that show? It's kind of like, it's like Cops, but it's just
live.
Yeah.
But 2018.
Okay. It's 2018 version of Cops. There you go. Boom. All right. So that's going to be the lead in. So that's a popular show.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So he's going to be, following that show. Like, they're going to start filming here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I reached out to him. He's a member of the HPD. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, do you know anybody that does polygraphs? All right. Well, not to disappoint, my boy BK shoots me a text today. I got three polygraph options right here. Mm-hmm. Former DPS examiner, former FBI examiner, and retired Fort Bend County polygraph.
Well, we got to do it on the air, right?
Oh, absolutely. So yeah. I got these three guys. Yeah. Well, I got a hard man, Jules from Englewood, Keith and James. So we got three names. I'm going to reach out to all three of them and
let's
find out.
Schedule it for next week.
We're going to schedule it for next week. We're going to get one of these three on, and we're going to do a lie detector test with Landry.
And they have to do those baseline questions.
Oh, absolutely. No, this is going to be hot. No doubt.
You know, what year were you born?
Yes.
And all that stuff.
Exactly.
So I'm going to sneak one in there.
I know you.
I am. We're going to have Landry all hooked up.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic.
Before we ask him about the tickets.
Yes.
Hope he's not listening.
Of course he is. You know he is.
We're going to ask him, okay, what year were you born?
Yeah.
You know, what's your mother's name? When was the last time you pleasured yourself? Just to establish that.
Tell us the real. What's the real reason why you didn't get into UT? Oh, we're gonna have fun with this.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna have fun with this.
I'll have a whole list of questions. We may not even get to the gambling part.
That point might be moot. You know,
we got a break. We'll figure it out later.
We got all the information we needed on here. Yeah. So I've got the three names of the polygraph guys I'm gonna reach out to this week, and we're gonna get this thing set up hopefully for next week and find out what the real truth is. And I feel pretty confident that Landry is going to pass said polygraph. But
mm-hmm.
again, the polygraph doesn't lie.
I'm going to love the baseline question.
Oh, those are going to be fantastic.
Of course, he's got to beat Luke Gehrig's disease first and get here.
we got to make sure he's healthy first. We got to make sure he's healthy.
Maybe that Crohn's is kicking back in.
The Crohn's is kicking in. It's either the Crohn's or the Munchausen, one of the two.
That's right.
And, you guys remember the old Munchausen line from Eminem. That's how I found out about Munchausen, mm-hmm. was from the Eminem song, Cleaning Out My Closet, because his mom was a victim of Munchausen syndrome.
Yeah, big time.
There you go. So
that's little, one. That's a little Eminem trivia. I actually knew.
You did know that. All right. So you had three games, and again, for those of you that didn't know, back in the day, our boy John Lopez, formerly of the Houston Chronicle,
mm-hmm.
traveled across the world covering sports far and wide. He also used to cover college football, and when he did that, he used to put his money where his mouth was. And it's been a few years, John, but
I used to have a picks column, and I covered national college football, not conference, not Southwest Conference or Big 12.
Everything.
Just national, like the big game of the week. Like this week, it would be, I don't know.
Were you the John McClain
Ohio
of college
State
football?
TCU. I was.
Okay.
I had the same column as him, but for college football and all that
stuff.
Who
had the better picture?
I did. Okay. And so... So I was in. I mean, I would go talk to Spurrier one week,
yeah.
and then, Holtz the next. And
yeah.
So I really... used to love to gamble too, not necessarily with inside information,
right.
but just information I knew.
Yeah,
and I still dabble, but I don't
dabble
gamble.
Being the operative word here, boys and
gamble
girls.
Gamble as much
dabble.
As I did back then. So you want three picks?
I got the. We need three.
Hold me to
we
it.
We need three.
Hold me accountable.
We're in the locker room, man. We're
in the
locker room.
Not
just that, because it gives me something to look forward to on Saturdays.
You got an extra 50 or so burning a hole in your pocket?
I do have an extra 50 burning a hole in my pocket.
UTSA plus 21.5 points at Kansas State.
Okay.
Book it.
I love this. I love this pick.
Auburn, minus 9.5 at home against LSU.
Now, by the way, and for those of you that don't know, you can go to the pub on Saturday right there off of Richmond and Chimney Rock. You can watch the game. It's going down. It's going to be – you can listen to it here on Sports Radio 610. And then, whether you're an Auburn fan or whether you're an LSU fan, whatever, all the LSU games are going to be over at the pub right off Richmond and Chimney Rock in partnership with Sports Radio 610 all college football season long. So you take – after you get done taking Lopez's advice, you go watch the game, and then, again, you go get your drink on afterwards, and you listen to my guys, Mark Ryan and Murph Diggy.
And back to that, is Mark Ryan.
Back to that UTSA pick, you know, why – first of all, 21.5 for Kansas State right now. They're not really as good as they have been in the past.
No, they're not.
UTSA's defense up the middle is really strong. They've got one of the best linebackers in the country, believe it or not. And they played Baylor pretty tight. I mean, they were 30-20 at the very end there. I think it was 37-20 ultimately.
Okay.
So they're going to hang within 21.5 at Kansas State. Auburn minus 9.5 versus LSU.
And that game's at?
At Auburn.
Okay.
Auburn is really, really, really good, first of all.
In case y'all didn't know.
And 10 points is not difficult to cover for a team like that. I get LSU has a real good defense. They did it a little bit with smoke and mirrors in their opener.
Yeah.
And they're on the road now, and about three times a year. I mean, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I think most LSU fans would agree with me. About two or three times a year, Ed Orgeron just falls on his face.
Yeah,
just,
he does.
Just flat out falls on his face. This is that day. So Auburn minus 9.5. And third one, Syracuse at home, minus 3 versus Florida State. If you're just betting familiar with the brand names here, Florida State, Syracuse football, you're like, that's idiocy. Florida State's going to beat them by 3 touchdowns. Florida State might lose by 2 touchdowns.
Where's this game at?
At Syracuse.
It's at Syracuse,
yeah,
huh?
At Syracuse, minus 3 versus Florida State.
So I think Syracuse could win this game.
They're going to win by a touchdown at least, maybe 2. I think they're going to beat Florida State.
So forget the points. You're taking the money line.
No, they're giving points. They're minus 3. They're favored.
Oh, so you're saying
I think they're favored, last I checked. Let me make sure. But now you got me second-guessing myself. But no, all over
money line or points? Money line or points?
I always do points.
What the hell are we? Why are they showing? Oh, okay. I was going to say, why are we showing highlights of?
I'm going to get you the latest line here. Okay.
All right. So we've got some real quick. Jadeveon Clowney. We're getting some audio that's streaming into the show right now. Jadeveon Clowney from earlier today at practice. Listen, you need to go out and win this game on Sunday.
You know, we're not trying to lose no division. We ain't trying to go no 1-2 in the way early in the season. So I'm expecting us to come out and roll and try to get after them guys early.
Come out and roll.
Gots to, man. Now, I saw something, I think it was from our boy Aaron Wilson over at the Chronicle, and he does a absolutely fantabulous job of covering the Houston Texans and getting all the latest and greatest out there. But apparently Tyrann Mathieu came out and said that it was going to be a bloodbath on Sunday. So we're efforting to get that audio out. But think about it.
You know what? You're right. It's Syracuse plus 3. God, that's easy money, man.
I thought you said that.
Easy money.
Oh, so that's all day, every day.
Every day.
So here's the question then for all you gamblers out there. Would you take the points or would you go money line?
On?
Q's.
I could think you'd go either. Syracuse is going to win.
You feel that good about it? They beat the brakes off of Wagner. Now, granted, it's Wagner, and they're not a very good football team.
Captain Scott just texted me. You going to let Landry lay that bet for you? No.
No, I wouldn't. Nothing against Landry.
Well, it's kind of against Landry.
No, it is. You're right. No, that's totally against Landry. That's. By the way, Kansas is a 3-point favorite, if I'm not mistaken, according to one Sean T. Pendergast. People are losing their minds in Lawrence about this game.
Now they're going to be national champs.
I think it's just because it's been so long since we've won a road game. People just don't know. I mean, and see, that's the thing about this idea that, oh, well, you can't be a football school. You can't win at a basketball school. The thing is, football doesn't matter. When you have, and I know from my days at KU, yes, it's a different vibe when it's basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's football, I don't care what school you go to. When your football team is competitive, it's fun to go watch a competitive football team. Mm-hmm. It sets a different mood on the campus, all right? Certain school, listen, Kentucky's of the world, the KU's of the world, the Duke's of the world, we'll never be Alabama, all right? We're never going to be UT. We'll never be A&M.
You want to be a team when you're a basketball school. You want to be Syracuse. Every 3-4 years, win a bowl game.
Well, I mean, or K-State.
K-State's a better example.
You know what I'm saying?
As big a basketball.
Well, no, they're not. But I'm saying,
how about Missouri? There you go. Boom.
Exactly.
Would you,
you
take
know?
Missouri? Because they used to be a bigger basketball school than they are now. Whatever happened to their basketball program, man? They used to be an every year thing.
Whatever happened. Never happened. Were they with their racist staff?
They cheated a lot. But
wiping
oh well.
Poo on the walls, mm-hmm. allegedly. That's what they do at Mizzou. All you Mizzou grads out there, how you feel about that, huh? How you feel about your students wiping poo on the walls? Because mm-hmm. that's what you do at Mizzou. That's how you feel about things. Don't hear about those things at schools like
Texas
A&M. I think
Landry has that symptom.
What's that, wiping poo on the walls?
Yeah.
Hey, he might be wiping poo on the walls right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I've heard. All right, final segment of the program coming up, boys and girls. When we return, Sean T. Pendergast, their last day in the studio this week.
Because
they're world travelers. Actually, are they here this
yesterday
week?
Was their last day.
No, they're not here this week. That's right. It's Thursday.
Yesterday.
Dude, I'm all throwed off. I am all throwed off. All right. Gary Busey. Well, I tell you what. Do we have any cuts? Let's play one or two cuts of the Gary Busey next. All right.
And Sean wants to ask about the staring into the eyes of Richard Sherman.
Okay. So here we go. We got three things coming up next. All right. We're going to play one or two clips from the Gary Busey interview. We're going to play one or two cuts from the Honey Badger. His audio just came in. And then we're going to hear from our boy, Sean T. Pendergast, as well. So, three things. Let's hear from you as well. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Don't forget about the contest at 4 o'clock to get the final word. You heard our word at noon. You're going to hear the word. You heard the word at 7 o'clock this morning on Mad Radio. There's one more going down at 4. And then, of course, the chance to win is at 4:15. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.